And the Wolves lost to Memphis last night. It's kind of a bummer there. Maxie joins us now. What happened there? Chris Finch was kind of hard on his team, too, after the game.
And he should have been. I mean, you had a chance to knock off. They got close, and they got it tight in the fourth quarter, and they had a chance to knock off the hottest team in the NBA on the road, which would have been a big boost for this team. And they didn't finish. And when they're now at a stage, Vedita, and I find this kind of interesting that he does get on them like that. Where you got three great players, you're healthy. The Wolves are about as fortified as any team in the NBA right now because everybody's has come off the COVID list and they don't have any extenuating injuries right now. And I think he's trying to raise that bar and say, hey guys, we got some advantages here. Let's go win some games. And it was a tall task last night. Memphis has really emerged here over the last month. But that being said, I think he's trying to raise the bar and say you should expect to win those games instead of just saying, hey, we're the Wolves,
Right. And that's what's
we're
different.
Just the Wolves. Of course, we're not going to win those games,
Right. That's what's different this season, for sure. Sunday, it's not going to get any easier. Golden State.
Yeah. That's a good show when they come to town. And I mentioned this. Andrew Wiggins' father yesterday, and he stayed here and involved in the community. Andrew has a couple of younger sisters. One that's playing college basketball. And Andrew stays here in the offseason and trains at I watched him train this summer. He was doing it's just incredible what these guys have now. I mean, he had two guys watching him, to watch to make sure his shot and his mechanics and all that stuff was right during a private session. And it's just the world has changed when you got, when you have that much money and you are your own corporation, you invest in it. And here he's a veteran player, number one overall pick. And he had two guys, one watching, I think, his feet and one watching his release point or something. I'm not sure, but it was something to see,
My goodness. Okay. What's your inside scoop on the Vikings? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they've got a lot of they've cast a wide net in part because they're doing this by committee. If you had one guy, one person leading the charge, that person would probably have a really good idea who they want on the short list. But they've got a committee with Jamal Stevenson and Ann Deppner and Rob Brzezinski and Ryan Munoz and Andrew Miller. So they're going to have a lot of different opinions. And they're going to want to see a lot of people before they come to a consensus. And the NFL provides them with a list of people that have, moved up, or I guess you'd call it people to watch in the NFL. And I've seen that list, and I'm seeing a lot of people pop up that they're going to talk to from that list. And many times you may or may not have a favorite in there, but you feel compelled to talk to them so you don't miss anything. Then the second piece of it is you want to know with your general manager who they've got in mind and who they can really bring in as a head coach. And you want to be impressed by that name. And you don't want to just hear, well, I think this, that. You want somebody that's going to say, hey, I've got to deal with this guy. If you bring me in, he's already said he's coming with me. That's what you're looking for. But it will take a little longer for the Vikings because they've chosen to do this with this internal committee, which means you have a whole bunch more opinions than you would if you just had one person.
I bet when you've got like a full committee of people.
Yeah, you can imagine, right?
Oh,
and you want
goodness.
Everybody to have
yes.
a voice, right?
Right. Hey, I'm intrigued by this woman with the Eagles, Catherine Raich. Is that how you pronounce it? She's young. What it intrigues the Vikings, you think, about talking with her, and how would her experience at all help with the Vikings?
Well, if you look at her resume, you'd say she's not ready to be the GM. She's ready to be some, she just hasn't done personnel long enough that to be a GM of a football team. She's heading in that direction. She's doing all the right things. And she obviously knows some things. She's got a lawyer background, which never hurts in that position. She's been around the Eagles, who are a favorite of the Wolves out there because it's right in their backyards. So they watch the Eagles closely. And she paid some dues by going to the Canadian Football League, which tells you that she really wants this. There's a passion about being in football. If you're willing to go do some things, XFL and CFL, that means that you really want to be a football person. And that's what would stand out on her resume, that she's not just throwing her, let me see if they'd be in. You really got to love football to take those steps and to make those moves in your career when you know, obviously in her case, she could just, if she wanted to be a lawyer, she could be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So that means she loves football. And that's what you'd look at with her. I, as I look at her resume compared to the other people that they're looking at, I think she falls short in terms of being able, you know, there's a personnel side to this and being able to assess personnel. I don't know that she's done that long enough. Then you got Elliot Wolf sitting out there in New England. Now this is where it gets so tricky. This is what I'm talking about, Vanita. You know, he's getting pushed hard by his dad, Ron. Now that's not true nepotism because Ron Wolf was longtime successful general manager of the Green Bay Packers. That's not nepotism in that he doesn't have the authority to hire his son. But I'd be leery when I hear that because dad shouldn't have to push for you. If you're really good, you should be, you know, on your own merit. You should be ready for this position. You got a couple guys in Cleveland. We've talked about Trent Kirchner out of Seattle, who's from here and went to St. John's. So guys like that, what you're checking on is you're saying, okay, I got to figure out if you actually made decisions in Seattle or did you implement decisions that somebody else made? Because there's a huge difference, you know, and that's what they're looking at right now.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. It's 8:46. We're talking to Maxie here. What are the prep games we need to look forward to this weekend, the ones to really watch?
Yeah. Tonight you got Hopkins girls basketball team at Eden Prairie. Eden Prairie's only lost once, and Hopkins, they really look like there's a lot of really good teams in girls basketball on the west side of town, and Hopkins looks like they stand out above the rest. St. Thomas Academy's playing Edina in hockey. Now, neither one of those teams have really performed like they thought they would go into this season, but it's a fun matchup. I went out last night and watched Rockford boys basketball team because I had heard a lot about them. And I got to tell you, if you live in the Rockford area, you go watch this team. They are something. The way they shoot the basketball, move the basketball, they scored 90-some points last night and made it look easy. And I had heard about them, and somebody said, you got to watch this team play. And I went out and watched them last night. Holy cow, they are a hidden gem out there, not far, you know, down Highway 55 there. So if you're in that area, just a shout out because I was really impressed.
For sure. Maxie, it's just so impressive how you get to all these games. I don't know how you do it. I get tired thinking of your schedule. Thank you.
But you know what? It's fun, and you get energy out there, and there were college coaches out there last night, and you go, this is a pretty good place to be, you know?
Yeah. It says a lot about you, though. I really have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Vanita.
Pete Najarian is next. We got to ask him. Is he going to be the next GM of the Vikings? I seem to be hearing some. Is he actually on the list? We'll ask him coming up next.